Hi, Anton Savage here from News Talk. Now, if you're a parent, you'll know the school question comes up again and again. Where's the right fit? Somewhere that's not just about grades, but where your kids actually enjoy learning and feel part of something. Nord Anglia International School, Dublin. It's actually Ireland's only IB continuum school, so kids can start there at 3 years of age and stay right through to 18 following the International Baccalaureate, which is recognised worldwide. The school is known as a warm, inclusive international community. Kids are encouraged to be curious, to try new things, and to build the confidence that'll carry them through life. So if you're curious, have a look yourself. Head to naisdublin.com. That's naisdublin.com. Now, I hope you enjoy your podcast.
Green Scene on The Pat Kenny Show with Repack, supporting the circular economy and reducing the impact of packaging on the environment.
Now, in the Green Scene, how air pollution could cut the benefit of exercise in half. But first, your house as a battery, its own power source. We're joined by Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Research Ireland. Ruth, first of all, that question of AI and traffic lights, I've been banging on about it, because the human version of controlling the city with traffic lights is not working.
No, and it's not. And actually, Research Ireland is funding research here in Ireland that is looking at exactly that issue. Can we be smarter about managing traffic lights, along with all of our other bits of traffic moving, not just the cars, but the public transport and the bike lanes, because people are sometimes tearing their
hair
out.
So it's a work in progress.
It's a work in progress.
Hopefully a quick one. Yeah. Now, your house has a battery. Come on.
Yeah, and look, we've talked about concrete a few times in this slot. So we've talked about concrete that might capture carbon. You know, we've heard about concrete, even back as far as the Romans, that we might use again, that is self-healing if it cracks. But this is a kind of step further. It's concrete being a battery. And it's research that comes from MIT, from the US, and it was published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences last week. And researchers have tried before to get concrete to hold a bit of a charge, but it's been pretty weak, you know, only enough to maybe light up a few LEDs. And what they've done in the past is they've made concrete, then they've soaked it in an electrolyte solution, because essentially you want to fill the concrete with charged particles that can move around inside it. But here what they did was, as they were making the concrete, they mixed two things into it. One is something called carbon black, which is essentially soot. It's the kind of thing you get in inkjet printer toner and in fine soot, and with electrolytes. So this concrete, when it was made, it essentially had a sort of electrical network of roads and highways packed inside it. So when you apply a charge to it, say from a solar panel on your roof, what happens is the positive electrons are flowing through, so you create a positive and a negative end to the block of concrete. The positively charged ions all rush over to the negative side. The negatively charged ions all rush to the positive side. And then, of course, when you stop the charge, they all gradually go back into sort of a more relaxed state in the middle, and they release electrons out of of each end, so they can act as a battery. So they're acting not like a traditional lithium ion battery, but what we call a supercapacitor. And the brilliant thing about supercapacitors is they can charge and discharge tens of thousands of times.
I mean, the watch I'm wearing at the moment, which is powered by the movement of my hand, my wrist, that has a capacitor in it.
Yeah, exactly. So it's the same fundamental principle. But I suppose, you know, it was just this, I suppose the leap that they made was making the concrete in this particular way, where this sort of network of channels for ions to move was built into it. And it's quite significant. So they can now produce 10 times more energy storage than any previous prototypes. One cubic meter of this new material can store 2 kilowatt hours of electricity. So that's about enough to power your fridge for the day. So what they're saying is 5 cubic meters, which in the, you know, this comes from the US, a lot of homes have basements. They're saying it's like one of your basement walls could be enough to power your whole house for the day.
But you've got to have an input, which is hopefully solar or a small windmill.
Exactly. And the idea is you're sort of generating power and using it at source. But it also, I mean, imagine the idea of our pavements all storing electricity. Yeah. So you could plug your electric car in. And, you know, imagine our roads, our bridges storing power. So it really is fascinating. And, you know, if the idea of maybe multi-purpose concrete that can pull carbon out of the air, that can store electricity for us, and can possibly also sell.
But the idea that the roadway, which is absorbing the sunlight all day, then provides the street lighting at night.
Exactly. You know, suddenly this wonderful vista of possibility opens up. So, you know, hopefully this is a piece of research that will get a lot of support to continue.
Now, the next topic we have is about polluted air and how it may affect the health benefits of your exercise. Now, this might seem like the blindingly obvious if you're in Manila and you're breathing in the air there.
It kind of does, but I suppose it's one of the biggest studies to actually quantify the impact of breathing in polluted air. So it's a huge study. It was published in BMC Medicine, and it looked at 1.5 million adults over 10 years. And they looked at, there were populations US, UK, Denmark, Taiwan, China. And essentially, they looked to see what were the benefits of exercise, whether you were exercising in clean air or in air that was polluted. And particularly, they looked at these dangerous particles, what we call the 2.5 micron particles, or PM 2.5. You sometimes see it on your car.
What are they made up of?
So they're just tiny bits. They can be bits of carbon. They can be bits of liquid. They're about 1/30th the size of a human hair. So we can't even see them. They can just be suspended in the air.
Because we're often told that the treatise that you get from tires, for example.
Well, exactly. I mean, even microparticles potentially could be this small. Anything can get down to this small eventually. But obviously the issue with these is that we can breathe them in, they can get into our lungs, they can get into our bloodstream, and possibly even into our brain. And we know, though, exercise is kind of a bit of a miracle drug. Like, we know how good it is. And, you know, people who exercise for 2.5 hours a week generally reduce your risk of death from anything by about 30%. But if you're exercising in these polluted areas, particularly where there's a high amount of these PM 2.5 particles, that's cut down to only 15% reduction.
Still doing you good.
It is still doing you good.
Now, here's the question. Gyms. Yeah. I'm in the gym, so therefore the air is clean.
Well, of course, this is what struck me, because in Ireland, we do have quite good clean air, except for where we're burning solid fuel, yeah, which is a different problem. But gyms actually are a bit of a hidden problem here, because actually they do tend to be beside roads. They have a lot of CO2 buildup, but often when you walk into the gym, what's the first thing you smell? Cleaning chemicals and that kind of plastic smell, apart from sweat. And actually, studies are showing that busy gyms frequently exceed the guidelines for these PM 2.5 particles. And not only that, with the CO2, if it's a busy gym and everyone's huffing and puffing and breathing out lots of CO2, actually you're getting up well above the recommended limits of CO2, which actually may be impacting on your cognitive function and actually making it feel like you're working much harder to do your exercise. So I think what this study gives us is lots of good information. And for anyone thinking about an exercise regime in the new year, think about where you're breathing.
The idea that in the gym, for example, you're on the treadmill and it's a revolving rubber mat.
Yeah.
And your trainers on the rubber mat are creating little particles.
Absolutely. And that's why, anyone who's thinking about, you know, how we exercise, I mean, you can ask your gym, what are they doing to keep the air clean? You can go when it's a bit quieter, maybe. But you can also think about, you know, we've so many lovely places to get outside and exercise in Ireland. So maybe that's the answer for the New Year resolution.
People greatly taken by our conversation about congestion. We need a ring road through Dublin Bay. Well, that was the whole idea of the port tunnel, was to link up with the M50 and go under the bay and out the other side. That was the original. They cancelled that. All the cities in Ireland are designed to be congested, and that's a fact, says a listener without any provenance for that statement. Single occupancy vehicles are the biggest problem. Carrot and stick approaches to carpooling would make a huge difference. I've heard you say on many occasions, if you go electric, you never go back. That's simply not true. I have several friends who've gone from pure electric to hybrid and are much happier with their hybrid choice. That's from Jack and Terranure. You have to buy the car that suits. If you're driving to Donegal every day and back, electric is not really for you. But if you're doing the local school run and so on, it's definitely for you.
Yeah, and look, even things like self-driving small vehicles, you know, there's huge potential in the future, but we kind of have to discuss what everybody needs, because it's not going to be one size fits all. And that's where the conversations about this are so important.
Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Research Ireland, thank you very much.
Green Scene on the Pat Kenny Show with Repack, supporting the circular economy and reducing the impact of packaging on the environment.
Hi, Anton Savage here from News Talk. Now, if you're a parent, you'll know the school question comes up again and again. Where's the right fit? Somewhere that's not just about grades, but where your kids actually enjoy learning and feel part of something. Nord Anglia International School, Dublin. It's actually Ireland's only IB continuum school, so kids can start there at 3 years of age and stay right through to 18 following the International Baccalaureate, which is recognised worldwide. The school is known as a warm, inclusive international community. Kids are encouraged to be curious, to try new things, and to build the confidence that'll carry them through life. So if you're curious, have a look yourself. Head to naisdublin.com. That's naisdublin.com. Now, I hope you enjoy your podcast.